I'm Detective Inspector Warren Hines of the West Midlands Police Murder Investigation Team.
First of all, your reaction to today's sentencing? There were gasps and tears in the courtroom when the 30 years was read out.
Yes, a very emotive case, really. You know, a young lad to lose his life in circumstances on the streets of Birmingham can only ever be described as horrific. I'm satisfied with the life sentence that Leon Fry received. I think 30 years as a minimum term of imprisonment before he can be considered for release is an appropriate one, when you consider, you know, his actions on that day.
He took a gun. He was enforcing his territory, the court was told. What can you tell us about Leon Fry? He's obviously linked to Class A drugs.
Yeah, Leon Fry and Philip Bailey were both Class A drug dealers. This whole incident all stemmed from them imposing their will upon the people of Hawksley, really. Leon Fry had produced his gun a couple of times during the course of the day prior to Connor being shot, and that hadn't had the desired effect for him. The only thing that he was left with was to actually discharge the thing, and we all know the tragic consequences that ensued from that, really.
What would you say to people about this case? What does it represent, especially in the fight against guns?
Guns are designed to kill. They usually do. The judge alluded to that in his summing up. There is no place for anybody on the streets of Birmingham or anywhere else in this country to carry a firearm. Unfortunately, the dealing of Class A drugs seems to go hand in hand with the kind of people who are going to carry firearms, you know. We saw Leon Fry give evidence in court. You know, my opinion of him is that he's a violent, unstable, nasty individual. You know, and Connor's family are going to have to live with his actions on that day for the rest of their lives. You know, they've also been given a life sentence. To lose a son in those circumstances, just, I can't begin to imagine what they must be going through.
How does this shooting fit with the rising gun crime over the city and the other shootings and sort of the turf war that seems to be going on?
I don't think this shooting differs really in any significant way to what we've seen over, you know, a number of years, really. As I've already said, the supply of Class A drugs, it's a dirty, nasty business. It generates an extraordinary amount of money for people. And that drives people to arm themselves with weapons and, you know, have the compunction to use them, really. You know, it's awful, awful.
Just describe to me a little bit about the back and forth of that day and everything that led up to this shooting.
Leon Fry and Philip Bailey were clearly drug dealers in the Hawksley area. They were convinced that an associate of Connor's was dealing drugs to their customers. And obviously that couldn't be allowed, could it? You know, they were taking money off them and they needed to put a stop to it. The only way that they could do that was by threatening them, imposing their will on them. When that didn't work, the subsequent confrontation resulted in the firearm being discharged and Connor losing his life. Completely tragic. It all started off with the theft of £50 worth of cannabis and two mobile phones, which just, on anybody's reckoning, cannot be worth the life of a young man.